there could be a temporary truce in Washington's bitter budget battle. Share markets in Europe and the US have risen after Republican leaders in Congress said that they would support raising the government's borrowing limit for, wait for it, 6 weeks. John Boehner is the Republican House Speaker.
To offer the president today the ability to move a temporary increase in the debt ceiling in agreement to go to conference on the budget for his willingness to sit down and discuss with us a way forward to reopen the government and to start to deal with America's pressing problems. It's time for leadership. It's time for these negotiations and this conversation to begin. And I would hope that the president will look at this as an opportunity and a good faith effort on our part to move halfway to what he's demanded in order to have these conversations begin.
Well, President Obama said he would study the offer. We'll have more on the market reaction to it in just a moment. First, though, it was an offer that came after the US Treasury Secretary Jack Lew warned Congress that a failure to raise the so-called debt ceiling could threaten American jobs and savings.
No Congress in 224 years of American history has allowed our country to default, and it's my sincere hope that this Congress will not be the first. Among the risks that we control, the biggest threat to sustained growth in our economy is a recurrence of manufactured crises in Washington and self-inflicted wounds. Unfortunately, today we face a manufactured political crisis that is beginning to deliver an unnecessary blow to our economy right at a time when the United States economy, the American people, have painstakingly fought back from the worst recession since the Great Depression.
The US Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. So, who would stand to lose the most if the US did default on its debts because it couldn't borrow any more? Well, China, for a start. It's America's largest foreign lender. Premier Li Keqiang, in talks with the US Secretary of State John Kerry in Brunei, said he was concerned at the prospect. Well, to hear more about why China is worried, I turn to John Foley at Reuters Breaking Views in Beijing.
China owns $1.5 trillion of US government and US government agency debt. So obviously China is slightly worried that the US isn't in control of its finances. And it would appear that those worries are being fueled by the government shutdown and the debt ceiling, which is, of course, the date on October the 17th when the Treasury says it may run out of cash. So China is rightly a bit concerned that its biggest borrower isn't going to be good for the money. Now, in fact, we would argue that this whole debt ceiling issue for China is what Mao Zedong would have called a paper tiger. So it looks very scary from a distance, but when you really look at it, it's not really that troublesome after all, because there really is almost no risk that the US will actually default on its debts, and China is almost certain to get its money back.
So China can be absolutely sure, can it, that it will get its money back?
It's very unlikely that the US is going to default on its debts in the sense of not paying back what it owes, because if that happened, the consequences would be pretty catastrophic for almost everyone in the world and not just China. Now, China buys a lot of US Treasury bills and bonds, but it does not trade them on a daily basis. So if the market value of these bills and bonds moves up and down, China doesn't really care, because what it's interested in is getting its money back at the end of the day and having somewhere to park its trillions and trillions of foreign exchange reserve. So the main thing is that the US pays it back at the end of the day, not what happens in the interim. The vagaries of the markets are not really China's problem.
All the same, it's significant, isn't it, that these two senior political figures from the US and China have sat down and had a conversation about this. Premier Li is saying, look, we are concerned.
It's obviously good when the US and China talk about anything, because these are the two most important superpowers in the world today. So we want them to have a very full and free, open dialogue. China, of course, is right to be slightly concerned. But of course, the other thing that's happening here is that every time a Chinese official makes disparaging remarks about the dollar, it makes it slightly more likely that people will be prepared to accept its own currency, the renminbi, instead next time they're trading with China, buying a barrel of oil, you name it. So China has a slightly hidden agenda here, which is to advance its own currency, one day to be a potential usurper of the dollar as the global reserve. So making a few worried sounds here and there and letting everyone know that you're a bit concerned that the US isn't quite as responsible with its money as it used to be doesn't do China any harm in the long run.
And is there much chance that this will affect China's enthusiasm for lending the US money? Probably not, from what you've said.
China's problem is that it doesn't really have anywhere else to put its money. It's ramped up so much in the way of foreign reserves from at least a decade, well, 3 decades of exporting to the rest of the world. It has to put that money in a very, very deep, liquid place. And the US dollar is still the only currency that is liquid enough and commonly accepted enough to fit the bill. Now, that's changing a bit because China's trade is less out of balance than it used to be. So China's not adding to that $3.3 trillion pile anymore at the speed that it was. So the question is not anymore where to put the new money, it's how to distribute the money it already has. At the moment, the dollar's still the best place, but you can bet that China is looking around pretty actively for alternatives, whether it's the yen, the euro, something altogether different.
That was John Foley, China editor at Reuters, breaking views in Beijing.